Hello and welcome back to the Drawn by Success interview series. This is Carlos Castellanos. I'm a humor illustrator, syndicated cartoonist, and founder of drawnbysuccess.com. Before we get started with today's interview, I'd like to just take a moment to acknowledge all of our new listeners and thank you for all the comments and sharing your thoughts and appreciation for what we're doing here on Drawn by Success. It's really much appreciated. So thanks again. You guys rock. Really proud to have you on board. You know, one of the questions I get quite often from novice illustrators, you know, illustrators that are just starting out their freelance careers or even established illustrators, is whether or not to invest in illustration directories. Given the fact that we have an environment now where there's so many options for us to show our work relatively inexpensively. So we spoke with Elizabeth Owen, Vice President of Serban Communication. They produce Directory of Illustration, which many of you are probably familiar with, as well as other directories geared towards different markets for illustrators and photographers. Now, really, the goal here is to give you the information that you need to decide if this is something that's right for you at this point in time or in the future. So with no further ado, my conversation with Elizabeth Owen from Serban.
How are you, Elizabeth?
I am great, Carlos. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So, you know, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, how long you've been with Serban, and maybe a couple of different directories that you guys are publishing to address different markets?
Sure. I have been working with Serban for 20 years almost. So I was a very small child when I started out here, obviously. And we produce various marketing vehicles for artists and photographers. The Directory of Illustration is sort of our flagship publication, which is distributed to 18,000 art buyers, art directors, mostly in the U.S., and is backed up by a very, very strong website, thedirectoryofillustration.com. We also produce the Medical Illustration Sourcebook, and we produce that for the Association of Medical Illustrators, and that's very targeted to the medical and scientific market. And it also has a companion website, medillsb.com. And then we have playillustration.com, which used to be a print directory and website, and now it's a web-only resource for toy and game artists. We also produce an award-winning series of books and a website called At Edge, and that's for very high-end photographers, international set of publications.
I remember Play when it first came out. The reason for going web-only would be what?
In that market specifically, the interactive game market, web made a lot more sense. That's a whole different set of art directors and companies that use that project as a resource, and they really are just internet, and print just didn't make as much sense for them. And so for that particular, and the book was actually, it was pretty successful and people liked it, but we decided to go web only with that strictly because it's not, you know, just the advertising market and the publishing market and editorial market. It's quite different, and game art especially, it's all on screen, so print didn't make as much sense for that.
I've been illustrating since probably the mid-80s and probably started advertising in directories in the 90s. You know, and I don't advertise in directories anymore only because my focus is different now. I'm not after commercial work as much as I was before. When I first advertised in them, I think the big one was the Black Book. I don't know if you remember the Black Book.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, but it was like the only one out there at the time, and I think it was like late 80s. Mm-hmm. I think it was like $5,000 or $6,000 for a page. It was very prestigious. You know, there was something to be said about advertising in the Black Book. I mean, you know, because there weren't any other directories, and if you wanted any work from New York, from those cities where they hired a lot of high-end illustration, the Black Book was kind of the place to be because it made an impression on the people buying that, you know, you were a professional and that you had arrived and you were able to afford being in there. It put you in a different light, you know, being in the Black Book. And then all the other directories started coming about and they started getting cheaper and started getting bigger. What has been the biggest shift and how things are changing within the world of directories?
Well, first of all, there aren't as many as there used to be. So, you know, it's true, you used to have the Black Book and American Showcase and the Directory of Illustration and Workbook, and there were a couple others, RSVP. When I entered this market, there were probably, you know, five strong directories. We were actually the baby at that time. We were the ones who, originally, this was the Graphic Artist Guild project, and we were far behind the others, sort of like the stepchild, and everybody sort of beat up on us. And it was sort of like the tortoise and the hare kind of thing. Over the years, we had a formula of, you know, we were a little lower cost than the others. We offered at that time more distribution, and at that time, before digital age, we offered more separation. So we were giving artists more for their money, and over time, and we were giving them the same results because, you know, we were distributing to the same little different mix. I mean, every source book would have a slightly different mix of art directors, but for the same, most part, the same markets. And over time, we built up and we became the same size as the others. And then things were changing a lot in the market, and you had, I think, more artists trying to depend on the internet and thinking initially that they didn't have to make the investment in print. Even, you know, the owner of the iSpot, for example, was only doing internet, you know, for a while, and then, came back and advertised in directories after a few years. So, you know, a lot changed, and some of the companies, came out of the market, and there aren't as many directories as there used to be, but it's still an extremely valid model. But it's not just print. You know, I think people make the mistake of saying, oh, it's a print directory, it's old-fashioned, it's out of touch, it's not effective anymore. Our print directory would be nothing without our internet tool, and vice versa. I think our internet tool wouldn't have the traffic that it has without the print directory. And that's, I think, a really, really important point, is you can have a website, you can build it, but, you know, how will they come if they don't know about you? And so what drives traffic to the internet? Print does. And you can see it in other industries. I mean, you look at Pottery Barn and Williams-Sonoma and Land's End and L.L. Bean, all those catalog companies. You, at Christmas time, how many catalogs do you get in your mailbox? You get a lot. And it keeps coming and it keeps coming. They're not trying to get you to open that catalog and fill out their little order form and place an order by mail. They're getting you, you're trying to get you to go to their website or go to their retail store. And so print drives traffic to the internet. And, the art director, when that big book lands on their desk in January, it makes an impression. It still makes that impression that, you know, you said Black Book used to make years ago, that, you know, this has arrived, this is the cream of the crop, these are the artists who are serious about their careers, who have the budget because they're successful and they're working in order to support their careers and make an investment in themselves.
You know, one of the mistakes I made when I first advertised in directories is that I thought that I would just be able to plunk down my money on a directory and just abandon everything else and not have to do anything else. Right. And I quickly found out that, you know, it, even though you're in a directory and it's going to art buyers, you still need to back that up with a constant mailing effort,
right,
and a follow-up process, because it's not just a one-shot deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So, so is there any support that you give people that are looking at it to kind of help them focus and make the most of that ad space?
Yeah, we do. I mean, the directory is really a program. It's a print plus web program, marketing program. And we are a company that has, like, real people sitting here who answer the phones in our production department, our marketing department. All of our marketing people have been in this business for, you know, 1 to 2 decades. Our production people have been here for, you know, 15 years. We kind of know what we're doing. And so when you buy a program from us, you're also getting a marketing partner. And your marketing representative, you know, we have 4 people who work on the directory of illustration, for example, and they're the people who call you every year and send you those emails every year. I think everybody knows who they are. And they're there to help you with image selection. They're there to help you decide maybe what images to put on your online portfolio. They often give advice, you know, sort of above and beyond just what's on that page. And that's what you're paying for, basically, when you buy an ad in the directory. You're paying, you know, a lot for that support as well, and you should take advantage of it. Designing the page itself, you know, page design, you know, is a separate issue. If you want if you don't want to design the page yourself and you want your page professionally designed, we can also have somebody do that for you, and there's a small fee for that. But as far as picking what images to go with and which ones to focus on, we are happy to help with that, and we're happy to talk to people about, you know, what's your market, you know, where have you been getting work, where would you like to get work. A lot of times, you know, artists are so focused on what they've been doing, and we're not always, you know, the best ones to be critics of ourselves. And sometimes that, you know, third party looking at your work can kind of hone in and say, you know, I know that you've been focusing here, but look at this. This style is really good, and I think it would really apply to packaging or to, you know, whatever. And so we can help guide and direct, and I've seen a lot of people who over time work with us and then kind of move their careers off into, you know, slightly different directions and take little turns upon our recommendation, and it works out really well for them. And then you're also right about, you know, the backing things up with direct mail efforts and follow-up and things like that. And, you know, we're happy to sort of advise a little bit on that.
You know, it seems a lot, and not only with directories, but in marketing in general, a lot of times I get the sense that artists are looking for some kind of guarantee that something's going to work. You know what I mean? Well, if I spend this much money, well, how am I going to know it's going to work? The truth is, you know, with any marketing, I mean, there is no guarantee. It's a matter of tweaking, putting something out there, and it's all going to depend on how well a job you've done of focusing the kind of work that you're doing geared towards a specific market that's looking for your, you know, the services that you've got. In terms of directories, for people that say, well, you know, it's a lot of money, you know, how am I going to know if it's going to work, or the quality of the client that it's going to bring in? How do you address that?
Right. Absolutely. It is. It can be a steep investment for people. And this is, it's interesting because advertising marketing, it's the one product that you buy that it's different than buying a computer and knowing what you're going to get. You're going to open the box and you're going to pull it out and it's going to work. You're going to put it on your desk and you're going to use it and it's going to last for a certain number of years and you kind of know what you're getting. You know, and so we're right, marketing is very different from that. I'll give you sort of an example that relates. Our company advertises in various trade magazines, websites. We support artist trade organizations. We sponsor conferences. That's the marketing that we do, right? We do direct mail. But it's often difficult for us to even tell how much of our business comes directly from these specific efforts. You know, if I advertise in you know, Communication Arts Magazine, you know, do I actually get advertisers who then, you know, come into our project as a result of that? It's very difficult even for us to tell that. But we feel confident that we're being seen by our target audience. So it's just what you said, you know, reaching the right market, gearing your work to that market. And overall, our business is stable. You know, we're consistent year to year. And so we feel good about continuing those investments. And that's kind of how you have to look at it. Is this is an investment in your business over time, long term. It's not something you go in and out of, you know, try it for a year, go away, try it for a year, 5 years later, experiment with something else, then go away. Over time, if your business is doing well and you have a marketing budget, and then it's probably working. But it's true, it's a little bit nebulous. But you can still look at things like your web stats. You can look at how many clicks you're getting on your site. You can look at the stats that we provide. For example, when you advertise with us, you can go into the back end of your portfolio and see how many page views you're getting to your portfolio. And those clicks are valuable. You know, what is the value of an art director looking at your work, at your portfolio online? Whether they call you or don't call you, you know, what that still has value. And so if there's traffic to your site and if your business is basically doing well, then I think the investment is worthwhile. And then, you know, great if you can tie actual projects to your advertising. If the art director takes the time to say, I saw your work in the Directory of Illustration, and you can pin them down that way, great, because, you know, that happens all the time. We hear it all the time. You know, that you know, people get great jobs. And, right. And again, like I say, you know, over half of our advertisers are coming back year after year after year. And they're, you know, they're not stupid. They're not going to keep spending money if it's not working for them.
I mean, I think that's a good indication in anything, is that, you know, if you see an ad consistently placing somewhere, chances are someone's making money, you know, advertising there. I don't know, one of the questions was how valid an interview this would be, considering you're the vice president of Serban, and, you know, how objective would you be in getting the information that artists need? You know, to me, that kind of underlines a different issue altogether about sales, which I think a lot of artists struggle with. But the truth is, we're all in sales. I don't care if you're an artist or not. You're all, you know, if you're an artist, you're selling your service, you're selling your art. So at some point, someone at the opposite end of the table from you is probably thinking the same thing. How, you know, how objective is this illustrator or graphic designer in giving me the information that I need to make the right choice here, if he's trying to sell me what they have? You know, we're all in that same position. So, you know, you're in this business, I believe, because you believe in your product. Just as I'm in my business, and I don't have a problem talking to people about it because I believe in what I'm doing and I believe it helps people. And that's probably true across the board with a lot of the people listening to this right now. All I'm saying is, I guess it's the vice president of Serban. They're trying to give you information that you need and you make the final choice.
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, there are a lot of, I won't just sell a page or ad space to anybody. You know, it doesn't do me any good to just take somebody's money because they can afford it, or, you know, I want to have an advertiser for life. You know, I want to have a repeat advertiser who's going to do well, whose business is going to be successful, and who's going to come back year after year. And it's a small community. It's a small world. And people talk to each other in this business, and we know that. And it doesn't do us any good to just go out there and hard sell people for a short-term gain. There's a certain integrity that I think our company has. You know, Glenn Serban's been doing this for 34 years in one way or another, helping artists market their work. I think people know him, and they understand that he has integrity in this business. But of course, you're going to take everything, you know, we say with a grain of salt, and you're going to do your research. And I think interviews like this, that things, you know, that you offer to help people sort of analyze, are really, really helpful in that manner.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, one of the other things I wanted to talk about was the ability with new media, online, is that you're able to change your images to reflect the change in direction of style as an artist, or even the markets that you're addressing through your work. Where with the printed version, we're having to commit to a certain style of illustration that we're using, or even a market that the illustration style is directed towards, for at least a minimum of a year with a directory. How would you address that concern for people? One of the questions they may have is, why go into a directory where it's, I can't change anything in it, and I'm committed to what I show there for well over a year, as opposed to maybe online media where I can change it whenever I want to reflect the different changes in direction that I may be experiencing.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because you know, the nice thing now with the web and the way programs are now is that you can experiment a little bit more, and you can do things that you didn't used to be able to do. You used to have to, like, put all your eggs in one basket with a source book page once a year, you know, whether you advertised in one or you advertised in four or five. You were putting work on that page and hoping that was what was going to resonate for a whole year. And then you couldn't sort of get a redo, you know, for a year later, until a year later. Now, at least you can back things up on the internet, and people can see your work there all year, and you can try different things. And so it actually gives you a lot more flexibility. And so, you know, experimentation is important too, and having sort of flexibility and freedom to do that in marketing is always important. And so, you know, you want to be consistent and stick with things, but then you also want to have a little bit of freedom to kind of try some different things and give them enough time, you know, also. And so that's what everybody needs to do.
You were talking about getting the books in the art director's desks. One of the questions from someone who had advertised in directories for a while and has seen the shift that we were talking about, you know, from going offline to online and having more online opportunities available. And one of his questions was, you know, despite the bundled book with the web presence, that he personally felt it was obsolete. You know, what kind of numbers or data can Serban turn to in regards to, you know, or the percentage of art directors that are still using the books?
Yeah, it's difficult to know. One thing is, you know, when the books come out every year, you know, we get our flood of calls and emails from agencies. They'll say, put me on the list, take me off the list, you know, can you send it to this art director? This one didn't get it, or, you know, oh, we got, you know, a couple extra books, can you bring it back, you know, down? They tell us, you know, often we're internet only, or, you know, whatever. And you would think that we would get, you know, based on what I know everybody's always saying, oh, you know, the internet is king and print isn't so valid anymore, you would think that we would get a ton more response from the market saying, take me off your list, take me off your list, take me off your list. And we just don't, you know. We get people saying, put me on your list. So, you know, I think we distribute to about 18,000 people. There's pass along from there. They, you know, have it on their shelves. They, you know, share it with their colleagues. You know, that's been a pretty stable number for the last few years. You know, it has shrunk from, it used to be maybe about 21,000, 22,000, I think. But it's pretty stable. So, I feel pretty good that people still use the print resource. Look, you know, bottom line is, if you are producing work for print, if you're working for advertising, packaging, editorial, publishing, it's really good for an art director to see your work in print and see the level of quality and how it reproduces. And so I think it's still a really valid model. And again, that print is driving traffic to the web. It's a very, very strong statement when that book lands on the desk. Directoryofillustration.com is right on the spine, so it's always reminding them, oh, yeah, there's a website, there's a website, there's a website. And it works together.
You know, I think there's different ways to calculate return on investment. For example, I've heard a lot of people have, you know, advertised in directories for 1 year. They got maybe a handful of calls, but they didn't get a paying job out of it, and they drop it. I think from a personal standpoint, that just looking at whether or not you made a sale that year with a directory is kind of looking at it a bit on the small side, because I think if you got 8 or 9 calls throughout the year, those are 8 contacts you didn't have previously.
Right.
And if you've got a good follow-up process in the works where you're staying in touch with these people over time, so you're not looking at the one sale necessarily. You're looking at the customer value over time. I know for a fact that, you know, from American Showcase and even from my directory of illustration ad that I placed years and years ago, there were several publishing houses that I started working with that I continued to work with for over, I think, close to 12 years,
mm-hmm.
about 11 years, mm-hmm. That over time, I was averaging invoicing them between $10,000 and $13,000 a year each. And that was way past the time that I was advertising in the directories. You know, there's a long-term customer value there that's hard to figure out and hard to calculate. But, you know, I think people need to be able to understand that it's not just per sale. You're looking to get exposure. You're looking to create your client base and your client list and be able to stay in touch with them over time.
Right. And you're also, by virtue of marketing yourself, you're experimenting, you're learning what works, you're learning what doesn't work. There's a value in that as well. You know, we have a program called Ad Edge for photographers, for example, and that actually is 5 small little kind of pocket-sized books a year and a very strong web presence and as well. And it's interesting because it allows these photographers to try different things. 5 times a year, they can put in a different image, and it's all about the image. It's not really about their logos and their branding. It's really about their photographs and how they see. It's kind of almost a fine art environment for commercial photography. But it's really pretty cool because it forces them to experiment. Let's put it that way. 5 times a year, they have to pick the one image that they're going to put in, and it makes them really, really, really think about their work. And so I think whenever artists promote, they should really, really think about what they're doing and take as, you know, much time as possible and put forth as professional a presence as possible. And that's going to give them sort of information, too, about, you know, where they should be focusing, and you know, what, you know, does their style need to change? Do they need to be looking at different markets? Because you know, if you're an artist and you've just been doing the same thing for years and years and years and years, and you think, well, but I'm putting, you know, $2,500 into this to invest in a marketing program, why isn't it working for me? You know, you have to. You're a partner in that, and you have to back it up with you know, your best effort too.
Is there a certain period of time that you would recommend, like if someone's looking at this, is not just to look at it for 1 year, but
yeah,
look at it for two or three or
yeah,
whatever?
we regularly would say a 2 to 3 year commitment would be fair, I think. And the nice thing about our program is that most illustrators, artists will sign up at our early bird, you know, period in, say, the fall. We have a December deadline usually, which is our best rate. And then they go online immediately. So they can have a web presence with us for about a year before the book even comes out. And that's really great. And a lot of people get work in that year, you know, before the book's even out. You're kind of getting 2 years for the price of one when you first sign up with us, if you're a brand new advertiser. So you have a little bit of time even before, you know, the first artwork deadline to kind of play with things a little bit, get, you know, experiment a little bit, see if anything's resonating. Again, no guarantees, but a lot of people get work in the first couple of months just from the website because, again, that book, the director of illustration, is on art directors' desks and on their shelves all year long, and whether you're in it or not, you know, it's still driving traffic to our website, and your images are still, if you're online with us, you know, in that year before your issue of the book comes out, your images are coming up in searches along with everybody else. And so you can be, you know, starting to drive traffic and get work that way. 3 years, I would say, is fair.
You know, I think, you know, advertising in general, I think it's all about presence, right? It's all about being in as many places as you can be where your market's going to see you.
Sure.
You and I had talked about return on investment earlier. And I think that's a lot of the issues that people are having is like they maybe don't know how to calculate a return on investment. How would you address, you know, calculating return on investment? Is there a way for someone to figure out if this is something that they should be doing right now?
I think, first of all, you know, this can't be, you can't spend your last nickel on a directory page. You know, if you have to take out a loan to do it, you probably shouldn't do it. You know, you have to have a marketing budget. It has to be comfortable for you. You still have to be able to pay your rent or pay your mortgage and pay your insurance and feed your children and go out and have fun as well and do good things for yourself. But, you know, I mean, probably for the price of a Starbucks every day, you know, if you took that and added it all up, that would be your source book page, you know. So it's hard to tell. I mean, if you get one job, often then it's worth it. If you get, you know, one job that becomes a repeat client, it's really worth it. If you get, you know, two jobs, it's way worth it. If you get 10 jobs, you know, of course. But there's no formula. You're right. And so that's the formula is up to you and what you can bear and whether your business is healthy or not. You know, when you look at it at the end of 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, you know, is your business healthy and growing or is your business healthy and stable? You know, considering the market that we have now, you know, if your business is stable, you're probably doing great. But, you know, I know there's not like this, you know, formula like, you know, 3 times return on investment or 4 times return on investment. I think it's really nebulous because we're in, again, this is an art, you know, based business. You know, it's not a science.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, when I advertised in those 4 directories, it was a big learning experience for me because the first two that I went into worked out fairly well. I recouped my investment, and then I figured, well, if one is good, 4's got to be 4 times as good. Boy, was I wrong. Because I didn't follow up. I spent all my money on the 4, and a lot of it had to do with the backup and, you know, staying on track, staying in touch with people. So yeah, so you know, having the book and just the page itself has to be part of a bigger plan.
Yeah.
And you have to know, again, you have to know your market. How does someone stand out in a book? And it may be a question for even online. I mean, how do you stand out at all? I mean, how does an illustrator stand out in a directory?
Yeah. Again, you know, very thoughtful image selection, and that's something that we can help with. Professional quality page design. If you don't feel comfortable designing a page, you know, we can do it for you for a small fee, or you can barter those kinds of services. You know, I'm sure every artist probably knows a designer that they can trade with or something like that, or you know, get a good deal with. But that's really important, because if you just plop a bunch of images down on the page, you're probably not going to be noticed. Consistency on your page is really, really important. You know, pick one style and go with it. And then consistency in your portfolio backing that up. So your online presence, you know, you shouldn't put this great, great, you know, image in the directory, and then, you know, in your online portfolio, it's like, well, who the heck is this artist? You put completely different images in. You've put, you know, all your images back to 1980 on your website, and you've just kind of thrown them all out there. You want to be consistent throughout, because when the art director does notice you in the book, they're probably going to go online, either to your site or to our site. They're going to want to see more. And they want to see that you're going to deliver what attracted them in the first place. When they hire you, they're putting their job on the line too. If it's an advertising agency, they're convincing a client to go with, you know, a particular artist. And they want that artist to come through and deliver what was promised. So consistency is super, super important. And I know sometimes that's hard for artists who do, you know, have multiple styles or do different things. And, you know, also kind of keeping a simple, pretty simple presentation. Depending on what you do, what your work is like, you know, try to focus in on, you know, a really strong image. If you want to have, you know, some sort of backup images, you know, so that the viewer's eye kind of travels around the page and gets, you know, a little bit of support from some other imagery, that's fine. But, you know, try and do something central that really draws them in. The other thing is, you know, advertising with a two-page spread is, you know, spread advertisers generally do better. They get more images online, so they're going to come up in more searches. And when an art director opens the book to your page, you know, you have total control of what they see on that page, and you're not competing with the page next to you. And so if you have the budget for that, that's a great way to go. And, you know, we offer actually a pretty deep discount on the second page to try and make it more affordable, and we do some other benefits online and things, just sort of some little extras for advertisers who run spreads. But, you know, just show your professional, be consistent, and think about how you want the viewer's eye to kind of travel around the page or to go through a portfolio online, and show fresh work. And if you don't have fresh work, create some and put it out there.
Yeah, I think the point you made about the style is really important. I personally don't think, you know, if you're kind of a generalist and have a bunch of different styles, I don't think a directory page is probably the best place to go, because people are looking to associate very clearly what they're looking for with someone. And if you have that kind of mixed bag, you're going to probably confuse the art buyer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they're looking for style. When they zip through these books, they're going through very quickly. And even online, they're going through things very quickly. You know, they're making these judgments very, very fast. And so, you know, and that's why I know a lot of times, you know, somebody will say, oh, I didn't really like the page that you put me next to, for example. Well, you're looking at different things. You know, you might be looking at, well, gee, that doesn't really complement my work. I don't like those colors next to my palette, you know. What we actually try to do is put people who are very different across from each other, because we don't want you to compete with what's next to you. You know, because an art director who's looking for, you know, maybe something, you know, very dark and fantasy-like is not the same art director who's looking for something, you know, that's, you know, very childlike and pop and you know, bright colors.
Right.
So we'll actually put things next to each other that are completely different, because we know that the person who's zipping through that book and thumbing through pages really fast, they have something in mind. And so by having things sort of stand out from each other and kind of not look too much alike. I mean, I don't want two single artists who are on the right and the left to kind of merge and look like a spread. You know, I want them to be so different that the art director looking for one style is not even going to notice that other page. He's just going to buzz right by it because he's looking for, you know, this specific thing.
So, I mean, you mentioned the two-page spread. That does have an impact. When I advertised, I noticed a distinct increase in the number of calls I had when I had a full spread. It's just the way it is. I mean, if you have full control over the two pages that people are looking at, you're obviously going to make a better impact, and you're not sharing that space with anyone else.
I mean, I think everybody knows that, you know, a quarter page ad space is not as valuable as a full page ad space. I mean, we don't even sell quarters, but, you know, in any kind of advertising, you know, more is usually better.
In the directory of illustration, that goes to publishers, that goes to design agencies, that goes to advertising agencies. Who else does that go to?
Editorial, you know, magazines,
editorial,
trade magazines, right. Consumer magazines, publishing companies, big advertising agencies. It's a big part of the distribution. Corporations that have in-house art departments, a lot of, you know, computer and tech companies, you know, any Fortune 500 corporation with in-house art department, a lot of entertainment, motion picture and recording industry. We do have toy and interactive game companies, and then, you know, as you said, design firms. There's some beauty and fashion industry. We make sure that all, you know, sort of national award winners are getting the books. But that's basically it.
Is there a certain type of market that's more apt to use the directory, like, let's say, editorial versus advertising agencies?
I think, you know, the numbers are smaller on editorial, but, you know, it's just the numbers are less. You know, probably advertising is maybe almost 50% of our distribution, and then the other 50% is, you know, all the other markets combined. I think all those markets really, really use both the book and the web really strongly.
So advertising agencies are the biggest percentage.
Yeah, they are. You know, okay. And they're often going to be bigger budget jobs. So
right,
if
exactly.
You can gear your work to advertising, you know, then do so. You know, I would do so. I think, you know, editorial, there's definitely, you know, less assignment in editorial than there used to be, and there's more stock usage. I think everybody, it's not a secret. But the editorial market is still out there, and it's still, you know, happening, but it's maybe not as vibrant as it used to be. Well, you've seen a resurgence, you know, I think in the last couple of years, more and more really big national advertisers, you know, United Airlines and American Express, you know, there are a lot of companies that are using illustration that weren't before.
I've noticed that also that there's still a lot of reps, probably more than ever, advertising in directories, which tells me, I guess, that it's working for them.
I think that's a really good indicator, actually. We have pretty much a 100% renewal rate on our rep groups. And our rep groups have tended to be growing their presence in the last couple of years, few years. So, you know, an agent might start with a spread to advertise their group, to kind of brand their group. And a couple of years later, now they're up to, you know, 20, 30 pages in the directory. So they, you know, because they have a big, you know, group, often they have the luxury of sort of starting small and experimenting a little bit more than maybe an individual artist does. But I think it's a good model to look at, that, you know, every one of our agents comes back year after year after year. And I don't think that they would be doing that if it wasn't working for them.
Now, maybe you have an answer on this. It's always been a, you know, a question of, you know, whether someone should get a rep or not. With the amount of content and art that's available now, you know, whether it be online, offline, there's so much of it out there right now. Have you gotten the sense that art buyers are more comfortable going through a rep versus nowadays versus an individual artist? I mean, I know there are exceptions, but do you get any sense of that at all, or?
Yeah, it's really hard to tell. I think that it's probably 50-50. You know, if I had to guess, I would say it's probably 50-50 that some art buyers really like to just go to an agent and have them sort of solve their problems and, you know, recommend an artist based on the brief and kind of take it from there. And others are just really comfortable, you know, going directly to individual artists and feel that maybe that gives them, I don't know, you know, something edgier. I don't know, you know, but I would have to say maybe 50-50. it depends on you too. If some artists really like working with an agent and having them kind of handle the billing and handle, you know, marketing for them, and others don't. Others, you know, really want to do all that themselves. So, you know, I know a lot of artists sort of try reps and then it doesn't work out. You know, it doesn't mean that a rep relationship isn't right for you. You know, try a different rep. And I would say before you, you know, sign on with a rep to always do your homework. Talk to their current artists that are in their stable and talk to past artists. And look at the agents that have a consistent stable of, you know, talent, group of talent. The agents that if you can, you can go back to like old source books, for example, or old talent directories and see, you know, what artists they had in their group 5 years ago and what artists they have in their group now. If it's a pretty consistent group, that means they're getting work for those artists year after year. And those are the kind of agents you should go with. If you look at an agent who's, you know, seems to have a different group of talent every other year, and has a lot of turnover, then that really tells you something.
When is the deadline for, well, I guess they all have different deadlines, different books.
The Directory of Illustration, we have our final reservation deadline April 5th. So that's coming up. The art is not due for that book until May 3rd. The Medical Illustration source book, that deadline is usually in late September, and we're in production on sourcebook number 25 right now, and that will come out in September. And then the Play Illustration website is sort of an all-year-long thing because it's just a monthly, you know, a monthly fee for the portfolio.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. Are all the early bird deadlines gone at this point, or?
You know what? We had an early bird rate in December, and then we had a rate in March that was a little higher. I would say if any of your listeners and readers want to come into the directory at this point and they haven't signed up yet, I would, you know, extend our early bird December rate to them.
Okay.
So just, you know, have them mention that. You know, they can call and, you know, ask for me directly or email Elizabeth@Serban.com, and then I'll connect them with their correct marketing rep. But I would, you know, honor our earliest best rate for them.
Okay, fantastic. I really appreciate that, extending that to our listeners.
Great.
Because I know a lot of them are sitting on the fence and aren't sure which way to go. So one final comment I wanted to make, I mean, you know, I've heard from a few people that, you know, they've known, you know, they have a friend or they know someone who's advertised, not in the Directory of Illustration necessarily in particular, but just have advertised in a directory and it didn't work for them. You know, there are going to be people, no matter what you're doing, that things are working for and things aren't working for. And you know, anyone listening and thinking about investing in a directory or investing in any kind of marketing vehicle for your business is that you have to take a look at, just because something didn't work for somebody doesn't mean it's not going to work for you. You have to see what their website looked like, you know, what their presence was. Maybe there was something there that was inconsistent and that as an art buyer kind of turned people off. So take a look at those things and take a look at, you know, on Serban, and, you know, they've got testimonials there. I know I've seen them. From other illustrators and reps that have gotten business from directory advertising. So maybe not just look at the people that it hasn't worked for and say, okay, well, just assume it doesn't work. Look at the people that it is working for and see why it might be working for them as opposed to not working for others. And implement some of those things in your own and how you lay out and how you, you know, proceed with your own marketing.
Yeah, I think that's very true. You know, look at the glass half full rather than the glass half empty. And when you talk to our marketing reps, you know, here they can look at your work, at your style, at your market, and they can share stories with you of specific advertisers that they know that have done well, that relate to you and what you're doing, you know, rather than just talking about advertising jobs, you know, if you're an editorial illustrator. It's, you know, not going to do you any good to hear about people getting, you know, work for, you know, some other market that doesn't relate. So, you know, although there's also something to be said for crossover and not always knowing where a job's going to come from and who's going to see your work, you know, there are often, very, very often, surprises that happen as a result of advertising and putting your work out in front of a whole lot of people, and that things come your way that you didn't expect. You know, you got to, sometimes you just have to throw your hat in the ring, you know, break a few eggs.
It's a business.
It's a business.
And you have to invest and you have to take those chances. You have to be confident in your own ability to be able to make those things happen for yourself.
All right. You know, can I just give you our toll-free number, and then if
absolutely.
Anybody wants to call?
Absolutely. Whatever information you need to give out.
Okay. So it's 800-876-6425. My extension is 223. Or you can always call extension 225, and you can speak to our distribution coordinator, and she can look up who your particular sales, you know, marketing person is here and connect you with the right person.
Elizabeth, thank you very much for taking the time to address some of these questions. I really, really appreciate it, and I know that our listeners also appreciate it, and it will make their life a lot easier in moving their marketing decisions forward.
Great. All right.
Thanks,
well, thanks
for joining
thanks
us.
Thanks for inviting me.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Okay, this has been Carlos Castellanos for DrawnBySuccess.com. We'll see you next time. I hope you found this interview with Elizabeth worthwhile and educational. So we'll catch you guys next time. Later. Bye.
And that concludes my interview with Elizabeth Owen from Serban Communication. I hope you found it helpful and informative. If you have any comments or ideas or thoughts you'd like to share, please share them below in the comments section on this post. If there are any challenges that you're dealing with in your creative business, I invite you to schedule a 30-minute free profitable creative call with me. Just email me at carlos@drawnbysuccess.com with free call in the subject line. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, unleash your creative potential.